Westlock. The Westlock DJ turned dilettante who faces 10 Public Health Act tickets for organizing anti-COVID-19 measures rallies across northern Alberta earlier this year will take part in a pre-trial conference this week, while her case won't return to court until early next year. In Westlock Provincial Court December 1, Judge Vaughn Myers set Benita Peterson's case over to January 5, 2022 as Specialized Prosecutions Office Prosecutor Lindsay Tate told him a pre-trial conference that will include her office, Peterson and Judge Charles Donald Gardner has been set for December 9. This was the sixth adjournment of the combined case against her and ninth since her first ticket appeared on the court docket. I wish you luck at your PTC, Judge Myers told Peterson, who appeared in court via telephone. Peterson, who's not represented by a lawyer and has yet to enter a plea, faces 10 PHA 73.1 tickets for contravening an order of the Medical Officer of Health, specifically in relation to mass gatherings. Each ticket carries a specified fine of $1,000, plus a 20% victim fine surcharge. Specialized Prosecutions Office Prosecutor Craig Callell, who's assigned to the case, has been trying to schedule a pre-trial conference for the last few months and has said previously if it does go to trial he's expecting it to last 8 days as the police recorded all these rallies so there's just a huge amount of evidence. At her November 3 court date, Peterson initially told Judge Myers that she thought it might not be appropriate to go to a pre-trial conference, restating that she still hasn't received full disclosure and specifically wants the results of an investigation by Alberta Chief Medical Officer Dina Hinshaw that confirmed COVID-19 was present in Alberta and constituted a public health emergency. Callell previously told court that Peterson is requesting the Crown make some information available that she claims is first-party disclosure, while he contends it's third-party. The process to determine whether the Crown needs to provide it is known as an O'Connor application. Judge Myers told Peterson November 3 that, it's never too soon to go to a pre-trial conference because what you can do at a pre-trial conference is you can explain all of things that you are trying to explain to me now in a relaxed atmosphere. The pre-trial is not something you should fear. The pre-trial conference is something you should accept with open arms as that will give us a roadmap to this case. While her tickets are for anti-COVID-19 measures rallies in Westlock February 11 and February 25, plus a series of others across the region in Athabasca, Barrhead, Bonnyville and Lac La Biche, Peterson continued to host Freedom Rallies and Church in the Park events and was seen on TV and social media heckling healthcare workers during a September rally at an Edmonton area hospital. As part on an April 8 webcast dubbed the Thursday Fastball with Krusty Canuck, Peterson claimed she was unafraid of the authorities and said, if you want to put me in jail, go ahead. I'd rather not go to jail, but I'm in a sense prepared to if that's what this is going to come to. At her October court appearance, Peterson stated her motivation for the past rallies was love, and has previously posted on social media she has zero intention of paying any of these fines, and contends that she hasn't broken any laws. I haven't had a chance yet to speak to the charges against me, but I just want to mention to you and in general to all persons interested that the activities I was involved in were motivated by love, Peterson told Judge Rosanna Sacamani at her October 13 court appearance. I love people and I love my fellow man. I just want people to understand that. It's not meant to cause any harm and from what I can tell no harm was caused by the activities I was involved in. George Blaise, Town and Country Today.com.